Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to have a great time, and I'm not going to freak you out. I'm going to freak you out a little bit, but I don't want you to get too freaked out. We're going to talk about, let me see if I can find the picture, this right here. And, you know, today could be a big day. And so I'm just trying to prepare you that today is the 19th of July, 2026. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to see what is going to happen today and connect it to the movie, The Sum of All Fears. So buckle up, get ready, and it's all going to be great. We're in the birthing phase. We really are. So we'll just watch and see what happens today. I'm going to connect some dots for you. So I am Melissa Redpill. If you're not familiar with my channel, I look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical, right? Everybody say it with me. This is biblical. This is the end for the criminal cabal. This is the end for them, not for us. It's the end for them. So we're not leaving. It's going to be like our Lord Jesus told us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I have tons of resources over here on melissaredpill.com. You can watch over 1,000 videos, and specifically on, you know, really, if you want to get the end times information, it's going to be a little different, but you check it out and you will really be happy because it will really encourage you about where we are on the timeline of history. And so I've written several books on it. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but yeah, you can check that out. And also, if you like this video, please make sure to remember to subscribe and to like and to hit the notification bell so that you'll know when we send out more videos. So this is what's going on today. There's this watch, and I wanted you to see this watch because it's a very interesting marker that we were given July 18th, 2019. Now, yesterday was July 18th. Obviously, today's the 19th. Okay, so here you go that it's got something very interesting on it, and you know, it was kind of hard to see, and a lot of people, like if you follow all these things on your phone, you might not catch it because it's just so tiny, but I've got it on your, you know, hopefully you can look at it. Maybe you can look at it on that website. I'll show you the website here in just a little bit, but anyway, and maybe I'll just pop it into, you know what I'll do? I'll pop it into the chat right now. So you can go and look for yourselves. All right. I want to make sure that I'm telling you the right one. There's two of them. Yeah. That one right there. Okay. So I'm popping that into the chat. And so you guys can go and look at it and for yourself. But I have it on the screen. Hopefully you can see it. It's this watch. And a lot of people were mesmerized by the time and, you know, looking, okay, is it the time? What are we supposed to see here? Because 17 told us worth remembering. Okay, what do you mean worth remembering? Well, it says a little farther down. Let me see if I can. If you look close enough, you might see. And so people are like, okay, is it something, a reflection on the glass? Is it the time? Is it something on the, you know, the watch itself? Is there, and, you know, I've seen a lot of different things about it, but I just wanted to bring out this today. If you look really closely, and I'm going to try to make it super, super big. I'm going to try to make it extremely large to make it get smaller. Okay. I can't make it any bigger than that. I'm sorry. That's as big as it can go. Maybe I'll just get rid of me. No, that doesn't help it at all. Anyway, maybe you can look at it on this post. I posted it on my Melissa Redpill X account. So if you can go on here, and I'll pop that one into the chat. Okay. Come on, Melissa. I just started the video and I'm already like tangled up. That okay. I'm trying to find my chat again. My chat disappeared. Okay, come on, little chat window. I'm trying to find you. Disappear. I get the chat window back. All right. So I'm gonna pop it onto the YouTube chat, and somebody can maybe if you can go grab it, because I guess I'll have to put it all the chat information. That should be the thing to do, because I think all the people over on YouTube land would like me to pop these things in. So let's just there. Anyway, so when you go and look at it closely, maybe
I am now afraid.
if you go and look at this on your phone, on your rather on your laptop, and you expand and make it bigger, maybe even save the picture and zoom in on it. If you can zoom in on it, right where I'm pointing to, right where that arrow is pointing to, it has the number 19. So what does that mean? Well, today is the 19th. If you look close enough, you might see. So is that what he's pointing out? Is he pointing out the 19th? And today is the 19th. It just so happens that today is this huge playoff for the FIFA World Cup. And so I'm gonna connect some dots. I'm not trying to freak you out. All right, so I'm gonna pop this over here. Okay, this is the I'll just put this as the watch link so you guys can go and actually look at the that over. And if you don't mind, moderators, if you can go ahead and put that over on the Rumble, I can and get my chat to come back. Anyway, all right. So that really pointed me to this movie, The Sum of All Fears. And I know we've talked about it before, and 17 talked about it many, many times. And I can't play the clip, but I'm going to give you the link to it so you can go and watch it. Maybe you can go watch the movie and get that. I'll tell you what the premise is of the movie in case you haven't done that, seen that before. So I'm going to grab this. I'm going to say Sum of All Fears. I'm going to just say Sum. And here is the link to the Sum of All Fears movie. And we were told about this like 10 different times. Okay. So here is Morgan Freeman, Ben Affleck are in this movie. And so at this point, you can see that Morgan Freeman is in this big world, big game, big competition. Big, I don't know if it's a, can't remember if it's a football game, if it's soccer, whatever it is some kind of big sporting match in this big stadium. And so here's the premise of the movie. It says it's from 2002. It's a spy thriller reboot of the Jack Ryan franchise, directed by whatever, and with having I'm sorry, Ben Affleck as a young CIA analyst. The plot centers on a neo-Nazi faction led by Austrian billionaire Richard Dressler, who acquired a lost nuclear weapon from the 1973 Yom Kippur War to detonate it in Baltimore during it was a football game, aiming to incite nuclear war between the US and Russia. All right. So the cabal in this movie, this neo-Nazi, they call it neo-Nazi, but the bottom line is like a New World Order, Nazi World Order group was using a nuclear weapon to strike, to strike the US. That's the premise of the movie. And it was during this big football game, this big playoff game in Baltimore. And so right now, President Trump is going to be at this game today, and I'm really like, is something going to be hit the news that's going to strike fear, a fear event? We've been told day after day after day, buckle up, strap in, don't be a panickin, be, I'm just trying to reiterate what they've been saying to us so that you guys are and I are okay and not gonna don't become a panickin. And so anyways, if they're pointing to with this watch to the 19th, it says here the July 18th, but it's pointing to the 19th. If they're pointing to that and pointing us again to this movie, The Sum of All Fears, if something panicking happens, just trust the plan. We've been told about something would be a fear event, a scare event necessary. All right. And we can say this all we want to beforehand, but sometimes it's in the moment, there's always a shock with whatever happens. So just if we lose, as I've said before, if we lose internet connection, if we lose power, if we lose whatever happens, just trust the plan. If you hear reports about President Trump, whatever you hear, if something does happen, just trust the plan. Okay, everybody? Okay, you're on the same page? All right. So here is where President Trump and the president of FIFA, President Gianni Infantino, said, "We united the world." That's the last thing they want. The last thing they want is for President Trump to secure elections and for the world to be united. And these are their worst. This is the sum of all fears for them, because when the world knows, it's game over. It's the end of it for them. And when the world is united, and we've been told on the board and in God's word that we will be united, as hard as that is sometimes to imagine, that is going to happen. And first of all, it's the biggest thing is to stop the fake news constantly, constantly, constantly trying to keep everybody at each other's throats and trying to cause all this disrespect and this mayhem. And the lack of trust, et cetera. So anyway, they just said that. I love that. This is what we were told, that, you know, we would unite the world. President Trump said he's so happy that people have gone all around America and they realize America is amazing. And so they have a whole different view of that. And I think that's a big part of what he's talking about as far as we united the world. The American dream, Mr. President, came to reality. The World Cup has exceeded all expectations, full stadiums, millions of people in the stadiums, tens of millions in the cities in America, in Canada, in Mexico, billions in front of their TV, everyone enjoying the game with happiness, joy, and peace with the American dream. How beautiful. So, so exciting. All right. So I would just, you know, here's the link to that. You saw the trailer. But yeah, like I said, you might just watch that movie when you have a chance so you can understand what is the premise? What is this movie about? And you know, why were we told about this 10 different times? So here is where we were told about this on the board, as I was just gave you the link, 10 different times. And so I'm going to bring out some of the posts about that. So it says Uranium One, I'm not going to go through every bit of it, but you see at the very, very bottom, the sum of all fears, this Iran deal. Why is this relevant? Reread the drops between North Korea and Iran. What does it mean to be covered in gold? This is part of this, the Rotis, because I'm scared to say their name, but the head of the cabal, they believe that they are gods on earth and that they are, you know, that everyone should worship them. Okay. What couple was photographed covered in gold? The public release was a mistake. Who released the picture? Who has all the information? I feel sure that he's talking about the white hats in this operation released this to expose them, that who they think they are, that we are just, and as far as they're concerned, just like, you know, not even animals, just slaves to be manipulated and to be used and to be abused and then to be killed off at their whim. This is literally who they think they are. What does it mean to be covered in gold? Can you, it asks again, can you locate one other pick with the Y head covered in gold? What does this represent? Again, that they believe that they are gods. Now, if you notice here, it's got a, it looks like a triangle, and that the triangle is coming apart. It's falling apart. And one of the first things that happened around this same time in 2017 was that the Saudi Arabia side fell. And so this was the first time in history that one side had fallen. And so this tells you, you know, it's possible. I mean, literally in thousands of years, they've all been, you know, controlling these empires for all these years. And so this is the sum of all fears for them. So what are they going to do? Of course, they're going to pull out some kind of horrible fear tactic. And that's what the movie's all about, is really the sum of all fears for us. But again, I always talk about, remember, patriots are in control. We're gonna defeat them in the sum of all fears, basically repeating this. So it was repeated multiple times. Okay, so this is post 194, 195, 199. So it's something that they really wanted us to focus on and to be prepared for. And what, when we're in the middle of this, if something were to happen, for us to be prepared and not to freak out. I actually posted a video this morning. I think I did over on X. I know I did it on the other social media. Was it this? Hang on real quick. Yeah, here it is. That's awfully, is that loud? Is that super loud? Okay, I better not play that song, but here's where we are. No, right on the precipice, right there. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a wild ride. We very likely could be on a very, very wild ride. Is that making you dizzy? Anyway, so just be prepared for that. And if something were to happen today, and even if we can't talk, I don't know. I hope that we'll be able to continue to talk. If you are new here and you're like, where do you find this awesome Freedom Force Battalion group? You can go on melissaredpill.com and find all of our social media. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Telegram. We're on X. And so join with us on all those places so that you don't have to be flipping out, but hopefully we'll have access to some of it. You know, if something were to happen, it might just be that they're putting this out there saying, okay, well, you know, the cabal is trying to do something, but we know it's going to boomerang on them. Whatever they try to do, if they try to pull something, it'll boomerang on them. All right. So, yes, I want you to see all those about the sum of all fears. And then I'm not making this up. The U.S. State Department issues a worldwide caution and warns that groups in support of Iran may target other U.S. interests overseas or locations associated with the U.S. and or Americans throughout the world. And where would they try to do this? At an event like a FIFA, right? Like this huge championship with everybody's eyes watching this. As I was just reading to you from the president of FIFA, Gianni that Infantino, that this is, everybody's eyes are trained on this. So it sounds exactly like what they would try to pull. And then you've got the watches pointing to the July 18th and then say, no, actually the 19th, look closely. So it says due to heightened tensions in the Middle East, the security environment remains complex with the potential for unforeseen escalation. All right. So they're again with all the warnings and warnings and warnings, we've gotten it. Then you've got Dan Scavino, and he's over here saying it's going to be a strike. I'm going to show you how that was on the board. Check this out.
This is going to be a strike.
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
Oh! This is going to be a strike. Okay. Yeah, I know they're playing playing bowling. I understand that. But is there a double meaning? Double meanings exist. Is this going to be a strike? Got it. I said, yeah, we got it, Dan. Expect a strike. Okay, here's one of the posts from the 17 board where it's talking about, thanks for playing, at Jack. Showing your hand was the intended target. The strike will be fast. Shall we play a game? That's post 3109. And then post 3110, thanks for playing. Strike on the move. Okay. So, yeah, they corrected it. But bottom line, I mean, he's telling us this is going to be a strike. Are they trying to tell us before they tell us, before it happens? And it wouldn't surprise me if that's where we are. So, even if it's not today, there, at some point, I feel like there's going to be something that's going to strike fear, and intended to strike fear in humanity and to stop President Trump, and they won't be able to do it. All right? So I want you to see that. And then Dan Scavino posted this, again with the music that's in, I'm not going to play it, but the music that's in the Sum of All Fears movie. That is the song Nessun Dorma that President Trump talks about all the time. He's just talking all the time about, you know, Macchio, who sings this song that was made famous by Pavarotti, the master. And he's talked about it and talked about it. He's played it in all of his rallies. And so this is the famous song that I adore, because I really do think it's ultimately talking about our Lord Jesus and his beautiful bride, because this beautiful song is about this prince who comes along, and he is trying to win the bride and save her. And she doesn't realize that that he really loves her and that he is there to save her. She's thinking he's her enemy, and she's like, everyone, nobody can sleep. The song is Nessun Dorma means none sleeps. No one shall sleep. And the princess is telling everybody, don't anybody sleep. You've got to figure out who this person is who's trying to force me to marry him, and I don't want to marry him. And he's, you know, find out who he is, because if we can figure out who he is before the dawn breaks, then I don't have to marry him. Well, the song at the very end says, at the break of dawn, I will win. Vincero. Vincero means I will win. And so he's, you know, in the play, the opera, you know, she does not figure out who he is before the dawn breaks, and so he does win her hand in marriage and basically wins her to save her. This is what he plays all the time. We are going to win. I will win at dawn. I will win. The question is, when is this dawn? And so, yeah, he plays this beautiful music. I'm not going to play it right now, but yeah, there's you see the B-2 bombers flying overhead. It's just a beautiful video that Dan Scavino posted with this amazingly beautiful song. But it's comms for us. Most people wouldn't necessarily get it because they haven't been following the 17 board. And for those of you who have not been following the 17 board, I'm trying to help you, to, you know, bring you up to speed on all of that. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Dan Scavino, for posting that. Oh, I just love that song. Okay, I'm going to share the link so you guys can grab that and share that, because you will absolutely. Chat back. I'm just having to do all the chat in the YouTube. So if you go grab that, please, in the YouTube chat, to put it over in the Rumble chat. So Nessun Dorma, and I'm going to B2 Bomber. B2, I'll just put B2. All right. So there you go. There's that one. So you'll just love it. So listen to that. Maybe put that, bookmark it, so you'll have that to listen to and watch, because it's so beautiful. All right. So here was a post by, let's see, this one is by Autist the 17th. I really like his post, and he is connecting what's going on. What is this message that we're being sent by Dan Scavino? All right, here's what he says. Well, looky here. Well, this must be another of those 17 tarred coincidences. He posted the B-2 bomber video clip at 23:51 EST. You always have to look at EST. The soundtrack from The Sum of All Fears, Nessun Dorma, is playing. 2 days ago, Trump announced the D-class on China and the deep state. Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second, to remind you about the video we did yesterday, because I think it's really important dive into that. If you didn't see that video, definitely go and watch that one from yesterday. Here it is right over here, called What Most Missed from Trump's D-class Speech. That one right there. Did you miss this from Trump's D-class speech? All right, so, okay. Back to this. Okay, so 2 days ago, Trump announced this D-class, right, that we just talked about. This was on Thursday, on the shadow government election interference. They can't handle us being united, and they can't handle the truth about this election interference, because they know, when the people know, that's game over. If you read the cue drops, you can connect the dots. What's the link between Iran, North Korea, and China? And he answers, B.O., Barack Obama. I talked about this on the video yesterday. Who was the one who got the burn bags and gave them to the intelligence community to get rid of all this information, the smoking gun, the evidence against them? And who is the link to Iran, North Korea, and China? Barack Obama. What's the story in the sum of all fears? Reread the 17 drops on Uranium One, Iran, North Korea, and China. Connect those dots. The hole is deep. Not everything can be stated publicly. So here you see he's pointing out the sum of all fears from the Nessun Dorma. And it says on post 1306, what would happen if Russia or another foreign state supplied uranium to Iran and Syria? Again, this is the connection with BO. This is treason. And this, we know that this is exactly what they did. And then it says here, China seeking the North Korean commitment to fire short-range ballistic missiles pre-election? Question mark. That's on post 4828. The issue is, this was, when you see the word China, you've got to remember and separate out China from China. You've got to remember there's the CCP, and then you've got Xi Jinping. You've got the white hats and the dark hats. And so we understand that that's the same thing with America. You've got the white hats and the dark hats. In the intelligence community, you've got the white hats and the dark hats. And in post 2351 was this very same timestamp as this, as Dan Scavino posted this B-2 bomber clip with the Nessun Dorma song. It says, look here, Russia, do not look here, China. So I just want to point out, they want, they're always hair on fire. Russia's terrible. Russia, 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 how horrible Russia is. And they don't want us to ever focus at all on China. And so, and with, if we do focus on China, they want us to focus on Xi Jinping. But the real issue is that the cabal has used the CCP as their boogeyman, as their bad guy to do the election interference. And that's what President Trump was saying. He was not blaming Xi Jinping. He's, how many times has he said that they are, you know, they get along great? His issue is not with him. His issue is with the CCP, which is basically the Nazi world order. Okay. And if you go back, actually, I better go back and show you this real quick. If you look back at this, these posts here, this one right here, if you scroll down a little farther, I'll show you this. Look at this. Make this a little bit smaller so you can see it on the screen. This is, you know, all this, the true Nazi world order. N does not refer to new. Now, I always call it new in my books and whatever because I'm trying to avoid getting in trouble with the powers that be. And I'm trying to keep the videos up and trying to keep the books from being banned, et cetera, or shadow banned. But the reality is that's what it really stands for. It stands for Nazi. Okay. All right. So I'm putting this out there on YouTube. This is for information, entertainment purposes only, right? The sum of all fears, North Korea, POTUS, hostage, threat, disarm, stage set, freedom. So we are the hostages. We're the hostages to these people. Now this is way back in the middle of the war. And you see there that they were all, you know, these people who were controlling the church, the people who were controlling the government, they were all part of this Nazi world order. And they proliferated after World War II instead of being clamped down. I believe that's what the Bible is talking about in the book of Revelation, where it says that there was, that they were, that they had the fatal wound that was healed. And the world stood around in amazement to wonder who could ever fight the beast. This is the outrageous thing is that not only were they not destroyed after World War II, they actually grew stronger and went into every corner of the earth. It's really, it's shocking because it's of their, you know, demonic power and the threats that they made. But anyway, bottom line, they are doing these threats all over the, you know, to hold down the world, the threats of war and financial devastation and stealing the assets of people and of these countries, et cetera. But we, all of humanity, has been the hostage. Well, it has to be disarmed. This is what they've been working on since actually 35 years ago, at least. But we've been just involved, really, as the 17 movement since 2017, to disarm them so that they no longer run the world. And this when the stage is set, then there's freedom. All right. So I wanted you to scroll down to say a little bit more about this. This is another one. It's talking about this sum of all fears. And this is, of course, what they have used, the same thing they used in 1933 they're using now in the paramilitary wing of the Democrat Party of America with this anti-fascist. You see this on the TV, this whole, they tried to take over the Democrat Party. AOC and Ilhan Omar and all these are this basically this fascist wing that was the same back from World War II. This is who we're fighting. This is, you think of communists more like in Russia or China, but they are the Communist Party to take over America. And they, everybody's like, no, we're not doing that. President Trump said that's the biggest fight and we will win it. He's been preparing for this for years. And that's what he was basically admitting to this operation, because he's saying, I've been preparing for this to fight the communists for years. That's what he's been exposing on the board, at least since 2020, and even before that, 20 years back to 2018, right? All right. So they're ready. They know, and that this is the end of it for them. And it says here, history repeats itself, irregular warfare tactics deployed in America versus America. And yes, they've used irregular warfare. So have we. We have used irregular warfare because we can't allow them to control our government. So we had to infiltrate and pretend like, and I talked about this on the video yesterday, pretend like we were, you know, some of these white hats were dark hats to be able to get the goods on them. It's really great. These people are really amazing. It's actually amazing how they were able to pull this off. Really amazing. It'll be in the history books forever how the America finally took down this horrible Nazi world order. We finally did it. Hang on, I'm gonna turn on my fan because I'm getting hot, but it's gonna make the sound go out for a second, but it'll be right back. Oh, everybody hold on. Okay. Hopefully, do you hear me now? I hope so. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can figure out this problem right here, because I want to be able to see my chat. I can't see my chat, and it won't. What is wrong with it? Figure out what is going on with my chat screen. So, okay, maybe because it's too big. There, I got it back. Now I see you. I see you now. I can see you now. Finally, I got you back. Okay, so, all right. So I just wanted you guys to connect the sum of all fears. I want you to see, you know, what we've been being told on the board for many, many years, and so that you are not flipping out. You understand that this is the whole plan to destroy them, and the Patriots are in control. Don't be a panicking, no matter what. All right. So I want you to see that. Okay. So now, I think this is okay. The next one. Okay, you saw that. And they're trying to have us focus on Russia when the issue is China, but it's not really China. It's the Nazi world order that has been using China, taking all of our factories there, taking, you know, spying on us, using that to spy on us, gathering all of our data. It's not China. It's the new world order, Nazi world order. And so they, as we talked about on the video yesterday, that's what they've been doing to destroy us. I'm telling you, once the truth comes out, and you find out how they use that data against you, you're gonna flip your lid. It's you know what they have done. It's unbelievable. The depth of this is it's hard to fathom how they've done. You know, not just in a we sometimes think it's overarching into our country how they've tried. No, they've tried to destroy you right there, you, not just us. It's each of us individually. They have gone methodically, individually to find a way to stop us. And here we are. And we won't stop. So, and at dawn, we will win. All right? All right. So President Trump did it again. This is Beck Factory from this post. This is from June 4th recently, where he posted about Nessun Dorma. I want to read you some of this post. On Wednesday, June 24th, in magnificent Washington, D.C., now totally beautified, one of the safest cities anywhere in the world, in celebration of our country's 250th year history, we will be bringing to you live the greatest rally ever. It'll be special at every level. And it says here, we'll have the famous Lee Greenwood introducing me with what has turned out to be one of the greatest hits of all time, God Bless the USA, and the amazing Christopher Macchio, who will sing Nessun Dorma. So President Trump is always focusing on that. So you might want to watch that one. It's constantly being brought up. And just to seed in our thoughts, vincere, the famous word at the end, I will win. I wanted you to see also in the book of Amos. This is my favorite, one of my favorite places in the Old Testament, in the minor prophets. It's talking about how he's going to destroy them. And I just wanted to bring out to you in verse 9, for I will give the command and will shake Israel along with the other nations as grain is shaken in a sieve. Yet not one true kernel will be lost. Okay, he's talking about that there are those who have infiltrated true Israel. And there are those in all these other nations of the world. He's going to shake it up. He's going to shake it like a sieve. And the true kernels will be saved. And the rest will go down the drain and be washed away. So this is the shaking. This is the earthquake of the earth. There's going to be some shaking going on. And be prepared as best you can. That's why I'm here trying to talk to you about being prepared for this, because we haven't had the ultimate shaking. But when Dan Scavino's saying, this is going to be a strike, you see this watch, you see all these, them saying, don't be panicking, it must be coming up soon, it would seem to me. Whatever day it happens, okay? But all the sinners will die by the sword. All those who say, nothing bad will happen to us. All the sinners. Think of, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's the wicked. The Bible clearly talks about there's the righteous and the wicked. There's only two buckets. If you read the whole Bible, you'll see there's only two buckets. There's the wicked and the righteous. The Lord does not really think of you as a sinner. He considers you blameless because of our Lord Jesus. If you are in Christ, you are blameless. This is what the Bible says. Look it up. It says, you are blameless in his sight. You are pure and spotless, his pure and spotless bride in his sight. He thinks of you as this pure and spotless bride, and you're being sanctified day after day as you walk with him, as his spirit fills your heart and changes your, you're renewed by his spirit, right? But the sinners, it's talking about the wicked, those who worship Satan, those who have joined in league with satanic forces to destroy the world, they will die by the sword. All those who say nothing bad will happen to us, nobody's ever going to get in trouble, no one's going to be arrested, nothing, not going to happen, no. All these people who think they can get away with all of this, yeah, they're going to find out. And there are some that have been arrested, but the big kahuna is yet to come. And then in that day, I'll restore the fallen house of David. The house has fallen. The house has fallen down. It's a mess. This place is a mess. As much as the President Trump has been fixing up a lot of stuff, but it's been fallen. And I'll repair its damaged walls. From the ruins, I'll rebuild it and restore its former glory. This is where we are. The Lord is going to restore everything the locusts have eaten. It says in, I think it's the book of Micah. Maybe Habakkuk. Anyway, he's going to restore all this to us and repair the damaged walls, whether it's in Venezuela or Iran or Gaza or China or wherever it is. All these things that have been torn down to destroy humanity intentionally by these people, he will rebuild it and restore its former glory. He's not talking about just going to this little country in the Middle East. He's talking about you, your personal world, your personal family, your personal financial situation, your personal health, all these things. And this is what I talk about in this book, The Golden Age. If you haven't read it, definitely check into it. And you can also listen to it on melissaredpill.com. The promises are amazing. It'll really, really encourage you. It was so great because my wonderful proofreader, Jody, was every time she would see something, she would make a little happy face on every page. She was so happy to see all the promises that are going to happen. Everything will be rebuilt and our glory will be restored. It will have his kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I just love me some Amos chapter 9. I love it. The Lord has spoken and he will do these things. Israel will possess, let me read this. Israel will possess what is left of Edom and all the nations I have called to be mine. What is this talking about? Who is Israel? Israel is Jacob, and Edom is Esau, the twin brothers. And Esau sold his birthright. If you haven't seen my video on birthright, go back and this whole thing about birthright is very biblical. So go and watch that video I just did last week on birthright. But you know, Edom represents Esau, who sold his birthright. He just said it wasn't worth it, and that was to rule the world. Well, Israel is going to rule. Jacob is going to rule. The righteous will rule. Again, you've got Israel, the righteous. Edom represents the wicked. You've got the righteous and the wicked. There's no more groups. And so he says, all the nations I've called to be mine. It's all over the world. People all over the world. Yes, there are true Israelites all over the world. And what I mean by true Israelite is that those who have have faith in Christ is what really a true Israelite is. But walk with Abraham, you know, have the same faith as Abraham. But everyone who is just wanting peace in the world, even if they don't claim Christ, even if they don't recognize Christ as the king of the world, they, as long as they're just like not trying to harm humanity and have not sided with the devil, as our Lord Jesus said, he didn't want the disciples to condemn these people. He said, those who are not against us are for us. You know, all those who are not siding with the devil will be rescued. All these who he's called to be mine. That's what he's talking about. All the people of the world who are in the bucket of the righteous. It's really important. It's a really important concept. I really have had it kind of up to here with the church throwing everybody under the bus and that they don't agree with every last little jot and tittle and crossing the T and dotting of the I. I think that Jesus is not happy about that. He wants a big bucket. He wants the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. He wants everyone to know him from the least to the greatest. This is where we're heading in the golden age. But those who have been who've done this evil, these evildoers, as I was reading up here a little bit right here, all those wicked who've joined in league with the demons will die by the sword. Not one kernel of the righteous will be lost, but all the others will go through and be washed away. Okay? That's what it's talking about here. I just love it. So Israel will possess what is left of Edom. In other words, the righteous will rule the earth. We will not only possess things, we'll possess freedom. We'll possess justice. That goes back to my book, The Golden Age. We'll possess everything that's bringing righteousness in the earth. Yes. Love it. Okay. So then the other thing in verse 13, it says the time will come. This is part of this blessing of all that will be restored to us. The grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. You'll have more money in your bank account than you can spend. it'll grow faster than you can spend it. This is what President Trump is talking about. We're going to have this abundance in America. And that's what he's working on, fast and furious as he can. I mean, it's a mess to get it all straightened out, but he's working on it and he's going to get it done. Then the terraced vineyards on the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine. Sweet wine, sweet joy. When everyone has everything they need, they don't have to worry about how they're going to provide for themselves. They'll have plenty. Everyone will have a meaningful work to do that they enjoy doing and not feeling like, you know, a slave of the Nazi world order. Anyway, I could read this whole thing. I just love me some Amos. I'll bring back my exiled people from distant lands. They'll rebuild their ruined cities and live in them again. They'll plant vineyards and gardens. They'll eat their crops and drink their wine. I'll firmly plant them there in their own land. This is talking about being free, having everything in the world. We have plenty and everybody getting along. Oh, Jesus, please. They will never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. We're at that point when the exile is over, as it talks about also, and I think it's Isaiah chapter 40. It says, say to my people, your exile's over. We're finally, that's where we are. That's where we are on the timeline of history. But to get through this, there's going to be some kind of shaking. So just, it's like a mom. Every lady out here knows. You're like, okay, 9 months goes by, and you're like, I know I'm going to have to give birth, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be so hard to do. But there's nothing to do but do it. Everybody has to do it. And so we're at that point you know, kind of like the on the roller coaster, but really more like a birth. It's like, okay, we're gonna have to go through this. It's gonna be tough, but we can do it. We're gonna get through it. All the women in the hall of history have done it. We're going to get through this, and then we'll get to the beautiful birthing of this baby, the birthing of the kingdom of Christ on earth. If you want to know more about this, if this excites you like it does me, clearly, go and check out my books over on Amazon, and I'll pop the link over on the. Actually, I can do it on the Rumble now. Good. There you go. There's the Amazon link right there. And I hope that you'll really enjoy them. If you don't mind, put out a review when you read them. This one actually has 3,661 reviews. Thank you, everybody. This is the decode of the Book of Revelation. Thank you for doing that. Also, I need more people to put reviews over. I know a bunch of you have read The Golden Age. Please go and put a review on The Golden Age, as well as how this is biblical. I need more reviews on that to get everybody to see these books. And so also, I've got 1,202 over on The Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Like Amos, I was just reading. That's one of the minor prophets. It just fires me up. I think it fires you guys up too. So I'll put this over on YouTube also. All right. So that's where we are. If you want to know more about it, you know what? I'm going to read this to you real quick. This is actually from the book, The End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace book. Look at what's going to happen when he destroys them. No more easy money cutting deals to screw the people. No more cushy government jobs for fake Auntie Susie. No more government contracts for a bridge to nowhere. No more drug and human trafficking blood money. No more pallets of $2 billion in cash flown to Iran. No more screwing with our stock market. No more making a killing on killing us with wars and disease. No more selling our uranium to rogue Russians. No more selling our state secrets to China. No more $20 trillion Federal Reserve debt to enslave us. No more villas on the Riviera. No more laughing in our faces. Bread and water, a cot and a pot, if that. There you go. That's all actually on page 209 of the book, The End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one right here, that one. And I actually have that one in Spanish and German and Dutch. Yeah, as well as English. If you also want to see more about that, go to my page, freedomforce.life/endtimes, and you can. I want you to share this video right here, this clip right here about the Great Awakening. You will love it. You will love it because it's really, really good news, and it's biblical. This is biblical. I'm so thankful that the Lord helped me to piece it all together, especially now that 17 helped us to understand it. Here is the page that you can watch chapter by chapter, the decode of Revelation, and also the chapter by chapter of each of the minor prophets. And it will fire you up. You will love it. So what I really encourage you to do is get if you look on here, you'll see that I have the study guides to them. This is the answer key. Do the study guide first. If you go look at the study guide, get the study guides first, read the book, do the homework, and really think through this. It takes a while for your mind to really grapple with some of these things, because we've been so, our mind has been so infiltrated. They put so much wrong information, wrong thinking about end times into our heads. And so it'll take a minute to kind of get all that out of there. But anyway, so you can go and then watch the videos, and kind of that's when everybody who did the homework was watching this video together. And so here's the one on end times, Revelation, and here's the one on the minor prophets. So, and also you can see, oh, that's something else. All right. So, okay, now. That's my story about the sum of all fears. The next thing I want you to see is very quickly is about the OPEC is dead. I posted this yesterday, and now another thing about OPEC is dead. Check this out. Okay, so yesterday we talked about Iran made this deal with Chevron to avoid the Strait of Hormuz. And Egypt just discovered a new oil field. They could never have done that if OPEC was in control. Now, there was something I just wanted to post this morning, and I ran out of time. But Iraq is making all kinds of deals. All kinds of deals. They would not have been able to do any of that if OPEC was in control. It's very exciting. Okay, was it this one? This one is another one. This is about the North Sea. Listen to this. The people of Aberdeen in Scotland are dancing in the streets because the new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, has stated that he will be opening up all the way the invaluable North Sea. It's the one of the greatest sources of quality oil on earth, has hundreds of years of capacity left, with much not even found yet, and will make the United Kingdom from a poverty-stricken disaster to one of the richest countries anywhere in the world. Britain pays Norway billions of dollars a year to buy its oil, which they get from a less valuable part of the North Sea. How ridiculous is that? Also, word is that the UK is going to move the old and horrible-looking windmills, which loom over and destroy the city of Aberdeen. That will be a big day for the country and will be very much appreciated by everybody. Such a great potential in the UK, but it all starts with opening the North Sea oil. We love you, Scotland. Yay! So I'm just telling you, OPEC, which is how the cabal has controlled the world commerce, is dead. It's dead. Well, I'm not mourning. I'm dancing on their grave. I'm done with OPEC running the world. This tells you right there, they no longer have this power. If in the book of, I think it's Revelation 17, I talk about that Babylon is fallen and that whole, their whole system of world commerce and controlling world commerce is disintegrated. And it says that the ship masters are crying and throwing dust on their heads. I'm like, we're rejoicing. We're happy about this. And so I want you to see that's a huge, huge moment. That's what President Trump just posted this morning. And here in a little bit, I'm going to post the one about Iraq making all these deals. Really, really exciting. All right. So yay. So this is the video I did yesterday. I talked about these burn bags. And so if you haven't seen that one, definitely go and watch this video. This one is actually might be pinned, maybe not, over on my Melissa Red Pill. Either way, it's really important. I'll grab this link real quick. And so you can watch this video. That's the one about burn bags. If you haven't heard about that, again, and how the connection with B.O., Barack Obama, definitely go and watch this video right here, what most missed from Trump's D-class speech. This one right here, okay? So I'll grab the link for that. Grab that one real quick. So this is the one for that one, okay? So here's that one, the Rumble. Or let's see, I'll name that one. I'll call it D-class. We've been waiting for so long to have this D-class. And so he did it. Now, it was a huge bombshell. It was a huge shaking because he exposed the shadow presidency of BO, Barack Obama. He exposed the burn bags, how they were just trying to destroy the evidence. He exposed the shadow government, how they've been running, you know, a treasonous fourth arm of government, which is nowhere in our Constitution, right? So, you know, this is a big moment. They've been trying everything to prevent that truth from coming out. ABC, NBC, and CBS did not even show it. Again, go back and watch this video if you haven't seen this one yet. It's gigantic. It's a huge bombshell. And so that's why I think also there could be something terrible that they do to fight back, because they know they can't stop it. They can't stop the truth from coming out. They've looked on social media. They know that people know, even if they didn't watch the president's Trump speech, that they know what he talked about and that they cannot stop it because they, you know, we are the news now. All right. So one last thing, and this is from Just Like Gizmo. Thank you for putting this out there. These are some of the posts, and I'm going to see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Yeah, that's pretty big. All right. So these are posts 4494 and 4524 and 4525. And these are talking specifically about our China and other foreign adversaries printing and cloning paper ballots to cheat in the 2020 election. And the answer is yes. President Trump just exposed this. And he also put this, he's not done yet, but he put this out on the whitehouse.gov. You can see the links over on my social media. And that they were some of the evidence that was declassified, this classified information that was declassified, shows that and proves that they were printing ballots and just making up names out of whole cloth. As he said, 250,000. Let's see, was it 200? I think it was 250,000 that were illegal migrants. 400,000 were deceased people. I mean, they were making up names completely out of the air. Just doing anything to fill the voter rolls, to use those ballots, even if someone was dead. Please, Lord, when I die, don't let me vote Democrat. They were doing all this to, clearly, it was effective to steal the elections. And you know that you can just take one county and tweak it just a little bit and win that whole state. It's that, you know, they have it down pat. You know that they've been You talked about the Smartmatic. I'm not going to go into the whole thing now, but he's exposed all that, how they use these machines to manipulate the vote. And this is a big moment. They've been trying everything to squash this. Back to what they did on at the White House, at the Capitol.
What year was that?
January 6th, 2021. But they have tried everything to stop this, and they cannot stop what is coming, this truth. And then in post 4524, good catch, coincidence, important people understand for future events, assumption of intel-based all assets, foreign and domestic, deployed. D plus China equals 11.3. Now, again, with the 11.3, I think that's a big trigger. Are we at that point where this is triggered because these things are being exposed? You know, all this time they're like, can't he just let it go? No, we will never let go what they did to us and to this election and to all these elections. We can't, because they, you know, clearly are trying to use that to lock us down. As President Trump has said many times, if they were to win, they would pack the Supreme Court, they would get rid of the filibuster, and they would completely run roughshod over us completely. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, so I think those are the posts right there. If you want to screenshot those right there, if they're a little bit bigger for you to see. I think that's everything. Yeah, there's our roller coaster ride. That's where we are right there, Patriots. I don't know what's going to happen. I just want you guys to be prepared as best you possibly can. And I will be on social media. Whatever happens, you know, I'll do my best to be able to post. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if it's going to be today. I just know that at some point we're going to have something that's going to shake and pull them down. And yeah, I just want us to be prepared. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Wooden Shoe. Everybody hit the thumbs up. Don't forget to make sure your bell is rung and that you are subscribed, and make sure you hit the like button. I hope that you really like this information, and definitely check into my website, melissaredpill.com. I think you'll really, really enjoy the wonderful truth about how this is connected. This is biblical. This is not just monumental. It is literally biblical. The Lord is rescuing us. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, that this will be your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you that you'll restore us to our former glory all over the world. And not one kernel of the righteous will be lost. All the righteous will be rescued, and the ones who have done evil will not escape justice. Nothing can stop what is coming, because this is you. Anybody who says nothing that's good or bad is going to happen to them, they're wrong, because this is you. You are rescuing humanity right now. We're just going to sit back, eat our popcorn, and enjoy the show. Lord, we just trust you. We trust that whatever happens, that you are everything you're doing for our good. And this is that moment in history when we will be rescued. Thank you that you've allowed us to be a part of it. You have allowed us to be your battalion during this amazing battle of Armageddon. What an absolute honor. Whatever we have suffered, oh Lord, I'm going to start to cry. Whatever we have suffered, it's all worth it to know that we have been, you hand selected us. You picked us to be in your army, and we'll know that forever. And we'll know that we were side by side fighting in this battle together during these days. I know all my battalion is weeping, because we're just so honored that you would touch our hearts. We've been knowing that we were connected to you. We knew that we were hearing from you. And now this is proof, evidence that we truly do love you, and we listen to you. We hear your voice. So what an honor, absolute honor forever. We do, none of us deserve it. We're just very thankful. And whatever we have suffered, you told us, you know, that we've suffered many things to inherit the kingdom. And we just didn't know what that was going to be, what that looked like exactly. We thank you that we are all safe. We're all fine. You have protected us. I pray you protect everyone's health and protect their finances, protect their mental health, protect their physical body from any harm or danger, no matter what happens. And I thank you, Lord, that as you've said, that if we aren't willing to put you first, that we're not worthy of you. So I think we've proven ourselves worthy. I think we've proven ourselves worthy, that we are worthy of you, that we're willing to take all this grief because we want your kingdom to come. We want your will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we love you. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you'll bless them. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to go. I will see you on Tuesday again at 6 p.m. I'm going to tell you real quick, don't forget to go onto this channel if you haven't done this, the health page. As I said, I posted this. I don't know if you guys saw it. Protecting your immune system is the most important thing you can do. RFK was just saying how important it is to have his microbiome. He's eating kimchi like crazy because it helps his microbiome to be strong. This is why he looks like he's, you know, 20 years younger than he is. He is so strong and he's extremely strong. He's eating things that help his microbiome. That's what I'm talking about here on the P2 probiotics, to help your microbiome be strong so that you can get rid of anything in your body that is bad for it and all these toxins. Your immune system, I didn't understand this. I thought, oh, if I don't ever get a cold, if I don't really ever get sick, then my immune system must be working great. No, that's not the case. My Sally never gets a cold, never is sick, but she got cancer. Your immune system is about protecting your cells from being damaged and from making tumors. That's what you have to protect yourself with. That's why it's so important to detox and fill your body with these nutrients and get rid of the fungus in your body. That's why I talk about all these things on the health page. And it works. This is what works. And they have done this to us on purpose to harm our health. And so I really encourage you to read about it, think for yourself, and to put your, treasure your microbiome, treasure your immune system. Okay, learn about it and follow up about it. And I'll pop the link over there. All right, I love you guys. I'm so glad to be with you. I'll see you Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Okay, I love you. And I will talk to you later.
Dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.